Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinarian physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In sudden death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, we are live at CPAC 2021, Dallas, Texas. And very pleased to have my next guest with me. He is running for Congress in the Phoenix area. And, of course, we welcome our audience from KXEG to joining us here on Chosen Generation Radio. I want to welcome to the program Alex Stovall. Alex, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you, and it's a blessing and an honor to be here, Greg.
Thank you. Well, so tell me, first of all, tell me a little bit about your background so the audience kind of gets a feel for who you are, and then some of your goals for your congressional district and the needs that you see.
Of course, thank you. So I'm in Arizona, and I lived in 57 different locations in the state of Arizona. So
wow.
I know places by zip code. I'm very passionate about it. I went to Hamilton High School and graduated, but I also went to six other high schools in addition to that. So I'm very passionate about school choice. I went to a lot of public schools, and I didn't really learn much in the public school. So I'm very, very passionate about school choice, okay, because it changed my life. Secondly, I would talk about finishing the border, because there are a lot of veterans that are in need that aren't being taken care of, yet we have a representative party that is neglecting our troops. The integration phase is challenging. As a current service member and a veteran, I understand the integration phase and how challenging it can be.
Sure.
And then thirdly, I would say financial literacy. We need to take the power back from those that are appointed over us and give it back to the people. They adhere to the Constitution. They are appointed by the American people. They should be doing their due diligence to make sure they're connected. And I look forward to being elected and bridging that gap.
What are some of those financial challenges on an education level? Because that's what we're really talking about here, right? Is making sure that people have educational opportunities so that they can then take advantage of the American dream.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the goal. So talk to me about some of the things where you're seeing the failing in the area that we're discussing.
Of course. So one of the things we're currently doing is I'm a financial coach, so I help people understand the stock market.
Okay.
I help them understand the value of a dollar. I was taught by, as many would say, a white supremacist from the Republican Party that taught me how to understand the stock market, follow trends. So coming from the inner city community and growing up in Section 8 housing, low-income housing, I understand that a lot of our community, a lot of minorities, not just blacks, not just Hispanics, but Asians and Caucasian as well, we struggle with understanding passive income and what it actually means. A lot of people think capitalism is bad in itself, but don't understand that most people have some sort of capital. They just may not have a lot of capital. But I started in the stock market with $150. So I'm very passionate about teaching the inner city community and kids that are my age as well how to take power and ownership of their money. God's entrusted us with this. And being on a biblical talk show, I think it's important to understand, don't let your talents go to waste. And God gives wisdom freely to those who go out and ask. Closed mouths don't get fed. So I'm very big on teaching financial literacy.
What would you say that your opponent, his approach has been when you consider minorities? Because that's their message. Their message is that, you know, that minorities are oppressed, minorities don't have opportunities, and it's all a certain group's fault that situation exists. What would you say to those that are where you were, I've done a lot of traveling, been in a lot of things, was definitely not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. But what would you say to them relative to overcoming that mental block?
Yeah, so first and foremost, being a chaplain in the Army, I say do what God has called you to do. If you allow what you do to define who you are, you've missed your calling. So as intentional Christ followers, we have to understand that we are who God has called us to be. And God has called us to be prosperous. We're a prosperous nation. There's unlimited prosperity around us. We just have to take ownership of it. God has given us everything we need. So I think that's first and foremost. And then secondly, I would say understanding and getting educated. There's a lot of knowledge on these so-called cell phones that we have. So by default, we can't really make excuses saying we don't understand something. If we don't understand something, we go to the source and we try and find it. We have to be more intentional and take accountability and ownership of these things. So I think those that are out there that grew up in the projects like I did, grew up in an inner city community such as Chirac or Detroit or places like that have a little bit more challenging a deficit, if you will. Understanding there is opportunity. We lack opportunity, but there is opportunity. This is America. You have to go out and get it. We're not giving handouts. We're giving hand ups. So if you're willing to do some of the footwork as God has called us to do, the opportunities will present themselves.
Talk to me about that climate, because Arizona is its own unique personality, if you will. What is different in Arizona than some of those other places that you mentioned, like Detroit and so forth?
Of course. So going back to what you mentioned about the current incumbent that's sitting in the seat, that's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Not going to mention his name because I'm not going to give him a political clout,
publicity,
if you will.
There you go.
Yes. But what I will say is he's very out of touch with the community. I've never seen him. I've never seen him in the strips. I've never seen him in inner city communities. But where I do see him is on the radio, on TV, or when it's convenient. It seems to me like the representatives that have currently been elected only want to show up when it's convenient or they have something to gain. That's not being a servant. So we need more servants in the community. So,
representative republic.
Right.
What our founding fathers intended that we should have.
Almost like it was too sensical to be true. So, yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. Now, you mentioned that you are in the service yourself.
Correct.
And you're currently a chaplain as well.
Chaplain candidate by paper, yes.
Got it.
I will accession in August.
All right. Now, so how did you make the decision to join the service? And by the way, thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, growing up, like I said, I grew up in a dysfunctional family, very dynamic. I think that's what also makes Arizona so unique. There's a very dynamic group of people there. It's a melting pot.
Okay.
You're not going to have one cookie cutter version of somebody that's in the inner city community. You have Middle Easterns, you have Africans, you have Caucasians, you have people that are Black American. You have people that are Caucasian, Asian American. There's a melting pot of people. But one thing I do know about primarily in the inner city communities is in those little pockets, you do have people that are looking for opportunities to better themselves and make a better life for their families. That's really what it comes down to, right?
Right.
Making sure the future generation is better equipped. So that's a big thing, I think, in the Arizona community versus California, Detroit, where everybody's kind of crabs in a bucket, if you will.
Right. And so you had the opportunity to join the service.
Yes. So it was either do that or play football or gangbang, as you will.
Sure. Understood.
A lot of my cousins and brothers went that route just by default because that's what we knew. But that isn't what, that isn't all we have to know.
Well, and, it's you know, this is the problem, I think, when you consider the difference between the two parties' philosophies and ideologies as well. You know, you're pigeonholed.
Yes.
When the Democrats are in control, you're pigeonholed. They want to pretend that they're not racist, but they actually are very racist.
Of course.
And they're pushing that, you know, black Americans,
that agenda,
Hispanic
yes.
Americans, what have you, minorities.
So let's just say this. If we start to apply race and pervert it, if that's where we get to where we're at. Race is important. It's not going anywhere. But if you actually look at history, race was based off of region. It wasn't based off of color. The Democratic Party created this narrative that color was a big thing. You had white supremacy, you had white superiority, and then you have extremists on the African American side that believe, oh, blacks were the original Israelites, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to go into all the philosophy of that. But I think when you deter from the truth because you have your own man-made ideologies, that's where we get lost in the sauce. So being involved with school choice is paramount. Educating and empowering our next generation, that's, once again, that's where I'm drawing this to home. It's important, very important. Our people perish because of lack of knowledge, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, may I ask how old you are?
Yes, 26.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And you know, I mean, I think that it's critically important that our younger generation get engaged and get involved. Talk to me about how you're able to bring that younger generation in. And I know, I mean, my daughter here is 21. And so I know there's a lot of questions that she has, whether it's LGBT or just different questions that exist that are, you know, for someone, I'm going to be 60 next year, right?
You look good, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. But, you know, for my generation, it's a different story, say, than it is the questions. And a lot of that has to do, as you mentioned, with the educational foundation, right? Because, you know, if you've been indoctrinated to believe certain things, then you've got to break that paradigm open in order to receive new concepts and new ideas.
Correct. If we keep doing the same things we've always done, we will never be anything than what we always have been. That's what I tell people that come and interact with me. Why are you doing this? Why aren't you doing X, Y, and Z? Mm-hmm. Well, because as a man of God, you have to learn how to be submissive, also be meek, and adhere to what God has called you to do. I don't live my life for myself. I live it because my body is offered as a living sacrifice. Once again, this is a Christian radio, so we have to understand that scripture should be applicable in everything that we do.
Well, and it doesn't matter even if it's not Christian radio. Even if it's secular radio, there, that's the problem to
Thank
me.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's just, but the thing is, you know, everybody wants to put Christianity in this little tiny box and say, well, these are your boundaries, don't step outside of them. Except that they forget that the earth
That's
is
good.
The fullness.
Yes.
Right? It's God's. All of this belongs to God. The very breath that each you and I and everyone listening is taking is because God allows that breath to be taken.
Amen.
He's the one who puts the oxygen in the air. You know, he's the one, even the materials. We can say, well, he didn't sew the shirt. Well, no, he didn't sew the shirt. But every thread and everything that created that thread, God created.
We're going to have to ask somebody to pass a collection plate around. We're getting hot, man.
But it's, and so I think it's important too, you know, because I'm sure that as both a chaplain and a Christian, you'll have people that are going to say, well, you know, what are you going to bring your religion with you? Well, I hope that you do, brother, because actually Christianity is the most fair of every religion that there is out there, because our thing is, hey, we've set before you life and death. We want you to choose life. We're going to love you no matter what you choose, but ultimately understand that we're also going to tell you the truth about the choice that you're making.
Right. And I have a lot of friends that live in the world. Jesus hung out with prostitutes, right?
Yeah.
He hung out with the Pharisees, but that was a different discussion. Mm. When I look at those stories, I don't see it as Jesus looking down on them. I see it as him bringing perspective. If we, like you said, if we put Jesus in a box, we put our God in a box, that's where we lose sight. And I'm sorry, as a Democrat, I was a walk away.
Hang on one second. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere. Alex Stouffville, running for Congress in Arizona. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call my pillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit mypillow.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy, our right to own firearms, our right to trial by jury,
our right to be free, to live our own lives without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax, or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, and I am here at CPAC 2021. We're live in Dallas, Texas, and I am joined by Alex Stovall. He is running for Congress in Arizona. And our listeners in KXEG there in Phoenix, Arizona, have an opportunity to support him. Tell us your website, and then we'll go into.
Yes, so I'm running in Phoenix, Arizona, Congressional District 9. My website is alexforarizonaisspelledout.com.
Okay, alexforarizonaisspelledout.com. alexforarizonaisspelledout.com. We're talking about the importance. Now, there's two things here that I think are critical to talk about is reaching the younger audience, getting them engaged, getting them started. And you were about to tell me that you were a Democrat and you had some epiphanies. So let's hit that. We got about 3 minutes left. Go for it.
Outstanding. So I was a walkaway from the Democratic Party and I actually voted for Clinton. We all make mistakes, right? But at the end of the day, a lot of people that vote Democratic or that are a part of the minority community say this: well, it's all I knew. It goes back to people perish because of lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Schools and public school installations, as I'll call them, do not teach this. We're only taught a certain extent of stuff. But God calls us to be so much more enlightened.
Yes.
When I walked away from the Democratic Party, I said to myself, at the point of conception is where life begins. We can't make and decipher, although I won't tell a person what to do, because you mentioned that earlier, what to do with their life, but I will present the truth to them and say, you make that decision and do with it what you will. But that for me was my turning point. You can't truly be a Democrat Christian. You can't, because the ideologies are completely contradictory to what Christ preaches us to apply and be applicable in our lives.
And those kinds of thought processes are the ones that actually create opportunity for the people that you want to help represent.
Yes.
As you mentioned earlier in our interview, the opportunity to give a hand up, not a hand out.
Yes.
So now, let's just take a quick, we've got about a minute left. Give me a picture. Alex Stovall is now the congressional representative for District 9 of Arizona, and he goes to Washington, D.C. First three things you do.
Yes. So I would say first and foremost, finishing the wall. That needs to get done. We need to have a process and a merit bill for those entering. Secondly, I would say school choice is a huge thing. We need to, it's the fastest growing establishment going on right now. School, online schooling, a $2 billion corporation, if you will, right? And then thirdly, creating opportunities in the inner city communities. We have got to start occupying these vacant buildings and these vacant lots with more community activities and things to get our kids involved, get them open-minded, get them the right ideologies, and give them a future, give them inspiration.
Hope. Give them hope. Alex, thank you for stopping by and visiting with us today. Again, alexforarizonaisspelledout.com. I'm already in Congress with you, brother. alexforarizonaisspelledout.com. alexforarizonaisspelledout.com. Be sure and check it out, and I'm sure he could use some help as well. So if you got a few extra $5 or $10 lying around, give him a hand. alexforarizonaisspelledout.com. This is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, live from CPAC 2021. Back with more after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.